Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bonjour tout le monde. Welcome to French Words Extra Show. Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? This week, we have a complete different song, right, Erica?
Griselda, this week, we're going to go to the 50s.
Jacques Brel.
Let's talk about who he is.
Well, he's a Belgian singer whose music is really famous in France, and I think this week you're going to understand why.
He ranks up there maybe with the Edith Piafs in terms of popularity. His songs are very well known.
Yeah, they are.
The one we're going to do today, what's it called?
Ne me quitte pas.
It is so deep.
Very, very moving.
We almost started crying when we were listening to it.
Really, yeah. We're trying to get prepared for the show and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so sad.
No.
It's so profound.
He actually wrote this song for a real woman. This isn't just an idea that he's putting to words. He's writing it for her.
Yeah, yeah. He really felt this way. So
In 1959.
Yeah, he's actually begging a woman not to leave him.
Yeah, ne me quitte pas.
Don't leave me.
Mm-hmm. You'll be hearing that line many times throughout this podcast.
Yes, you will.
Another thing about this song, you feel like you're back in that 50s culture in France. You can imagine the cafe, the guy smoking the cigarette, it's black and white. Oh, he's desperate. Love, l'amour, my gosh.
Yeah, you can feel the whole 50s era atmosphere.
Let's listen to the first four lines.
Ne me quitte pas. Il faut oublier tout. Peut s'oublier qui s'enfuit déjà.
This whole first part, he talks about all the things he wants her to forget, right?
Yeah.
Something bad must have happened to them.
Yeah, maybe he's done something bad and he has regrets.
And he's trying to convince her, ne me quitte pas. What does he say after that?
Il faut oublier, tout peut s'oublier, qui s'enfuit déjà.
All right, il faut oublier. Obviously something has happened, they gotta forget it. And he says, tout peut s'oublier. Everything can be forgotten, right?
Yeah.
If it's already, qui s'enfuit déjà,
What does it mean, really? I think here it means that the past is already, you know, going away.
Yeah, something that's already fleeing or is in the past, it can be forgotten.
Yeah.
Let's hear what exactly should be forgotten in this next part.
Oubliez le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu.
He wants her to oublier what?
Oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu. The time of misunderstandings.
Mm, yeah. And le temps perdu, the wasted time. Let's forget all that. But does he know how? Let's find out.
À savoir comment oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coups de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur.
À savoir comment oublier.
To only know how to forget. Forget what?
Ces heures.
Which hours?
Ces heures qui tuaient parfois.
That sometimes kill. Before he says kill what, he says tuer how.
À coup de pourquoi. With blows of why.
Why?
Why do you do this? Why do you do that?
What do they kill?
Le cœur du bonheur. It literally means the heart of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But really what he means to say is the essence of our happiness. So he wants to know how to forget these hours that are sometimes killing our happiness. By blows of why.
With
all those questions. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that?
Why did you cheat on me? I don't know if he did. I'm just thinking.
Maybe he did.
He must have done something.
Yeah.
The whole first argument is forget everything.
Yeah. Move on.
Ne me quitte pas. We're going to hear the next four lines where he's just going to say, don't leave me a million times. And it's important to play because it shows how desperate he is. I mean, by the fourth time, you're like, wow, this guy.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to hear the next four lines that come after that.
Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'offrirai des perles de pluie venues de pays où il ne pleut pas.
In this next whole stanza, he already told her what we need to forget, and now he's going to tell her what kind of life he's going to give her.
Yeah, you might notice that it gets more and more intense with each section, because now he's going to talk about all the things, you know, he's ready to do for her.
So what's the first one that we just heard he's going to do?
Moi, je t'offrirai des perles de pluie.
pearls of rain. That come from where?
Venus de pays où il ne pleut pas.
Wow. That come from countries where it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm going to give you the impossible. All right, here's the next four lines.
Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière.
So in this next part, he says, je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort.
I love that one. So he's going to dig up the earth, even after he's already dead.
Yeah.
In order to do what?
Pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière.
To cover your body with gold.
And light.
Wow. Now, the next one coming is my favorite part of the song.
Yeah, me too.
Je ferai un domaine où l'amour sera roi, où l'amour sera loi, où tu seras reine. Ne me quitte pas.
Je ferai un domaine.
I will make a kingdom. What's going to happen in this kingdom?
Où l'amour sera roi.
Love will be king.
Où l'amour sera loi.
Love will be the law.
Et où tu seras reine.
And you will be the queen.
That is really beautiful.
You can't get better than that. If she doesn't take him back now, it's either he did something really bad, or he's maybe not that attractive in real life. I don't know. Is he? Is Jacques Brel attractive?
Of course he is. Someone who has so much talent and who can, you know, write poetry and sing with so much emotion. How can you not be in love with him?
And as you said, so much poetry. In the next section, he's going to tell us all the things, if she doesn't quitte him, that he's going to say, the way he's going to talk to her from now on, if she stays with him.
Ne me quitte pas. Je t'inventerai des mots insensés que tu comprendras.
Je t'inventerai des mots insensés. I will invent for you words that don't make any sense.
But
que tu comprendras.
You'll understand them.
You'll understand them.
So they're going to create their own secret language.
Exactly.
Je te parlerai de ces amants-là qui ont vu deux fois leur cœur s'embraser. Je te raconterai l'histoire de ce roi mort de n'avoir pas pu te rencontrer.
So first he's going to parler about what?
De ces amants-là qui ont vu deux fois leur cœur s'embraser.
Ces amants-là, these lovers there.
Yeah.
Who what?
They saw their hearts, you know, go up in flames.
S'embraser. Go up in flames.
Yes. Deux fois, twice.
Yeah, we don't really get this part. We're going to be honest with you. Like, what the heck?
No, he's probably talking about some kind of very famous story about two lovers. In French, when we say, mon cœur s'embrase, my heart goes up in flames when I see you.
Uh-huh.
It really means, like, I just feel so much passion. It's just burning my heart, literally.
Wow. Well, he's also going to narrate a story to her. Je te raconterai what?
L'histoire de ce roi mort de n'avoir pas pu te rencontrer.
He's going to tell her a story about this king.
Yeah, who died because
he never got to meet her.
Yeah, so although he had, you know, power and everything a king can have, he died because he couldn't meet someone as good as her.
So, ne me quitte pas.
Don't leave me.
The song is kind of long, so we're not going to do the whole thing. Now we're going to go to the last stanza, where he gives her his final desperate attempt to convince her to stay.
Yeah.
Ne me quitte pas. Je ne vais plus pleurer, je ne vais plus parler. Je me cacherai là à te regarder danser, sourire, à t'écouter chanter et puis rire.
All right, so now he made her a few promises. He promised that je ne vais plus what?
Je ne vais plus pleurer.
I'm not going to cry anymore.
Je ne vais plus parler.
I'm not going to talk anymore. I don't know. Let me just say that based on his listening to him talk this long, I think he's going to keep crying. I mean, he's emotional.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I don't buy he's not going to pleurer anymore.
To be honest with you, I think, I mean, I would buy it because in this song, he makes so many promises and he says, you know, several times, please don't leave me. So he wants to show here that he's really dedicated.
Yeah. He did say, though, in the beginning, all the stuff she's supposed to oublier, like maybe the last time he made all these promises to her.
Maybe he didn't. Trust him.
Well, he makes a few more promises before the end of the song. The first one,
je me cacherai là à te regarder.
So he's going to hide himself over there looking at her. Doing what?
Danser et sourire.
Dance and smile. Et à t'écouter. Listen to her. Do what?
Chanter et puis rire.
Well, we know what chanter means.
Yes. Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? Hello.
But also rire, to laugh.
So he's just going to hide and watch her.
Yeah. So in other words, looks like he's going to tone it down. Maybe he was being too aggressive. Maybe he was being jealous or whatever.
Yeah.
Or controlling, and yeah. Now he's like, I promise, I'm just gonna hide over there. Je me cacherai, I'll just watch you. And then, now he makes one last entreaty to her. And this part is pretty hilarious. So,
it's not hilarious.
It is.
We have different views.
Okay, well.
Over this part.
Listen to it.
Listen to it.
And you can make your own judgment.
Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta main.
So in this last part, laisse-moi devenir.
So let me become. Now, what does he want to become?
L'ombre de ton ombre.
Yeah, he wants to become a shadow in a couple of different ways. First, the shadow of your shadow.
And then, if you don't want me to become the shadow of your shadow, l'ombre de ta main.
I can be the shadow of your hands.
Like the smallest part. The smallest part of your body.
Okay, which makes the smallest shadow. Okay, well, yeah. If that doesn't work, then what?
I even want to be l'ombre de ton chien. It's your fault now that I'm laughing. L'ombre de ton chien.
The shadow of your dog.
Meaning the shadow...
of your dog.
No, meaning like even if I can't be, you know, the shadow of the smallest part of your body, mm-hmm. Let me become the shadow of...
Your dog.
Of an animal. No! I don't want to be the shadow of a human being anymore. Even the shadow of your dog who's related to you.
That's how low I'll go.
That's for men's sake.
So I'll even take second place to your dog. That would work with me. I don't know. I love my dog. All right. Now, he's made his case, promised her a lot of things.
Yeah, and he's ready to do anything for her. Any link, any connection he can have with her, he wants to have it.
Mm-hmm. Just the intense desperation in his voice.
And how could the woman leave him after that?
Right. Especially when he says, ne me quitte pas.
And
over and over and over
again.
And over. Actually, this guy sounds like a stalker.
No.
Can't help it.
He loves her deeply. So this is it for this week. Please come to the website. Leave comments.
Frenchpod.com, where you'll also find a new song next week that we'll be doing for you. And this show, by the way, was for Monica. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Monica, for your suggestion.
Yeah, she came and visited us and asked, and so she took
we're really happy to give
it to her. She asked us in person. And it was a great suggestion, too.
Yeah.
So we still have a section, no new words, but, well, just listen to it. The poor guy.
Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas.